We noticed last year we had a peak of bike thefts towards the end of last year, and a proportion, a fairly high proportion, of the people that had their bikes stolen were users of these social cycling type of apps. Many of them use them in amongst their friendship groups quite happily, and they are a very good app to use in terms of recording your data and your fitness. But there is risks with any social media device of it being looked at by people that you don't want looking at it.
And I guess if you're sort of regularly posting up routes that begin and end in one place, that could be a good indication to a potential thief of where you're keeping your bike.
It can be, yeah. And also, because these routes are all on the internet, they all download to maps. So your route can be transferred to a map, which can go to Google Maps, which can go to Street View. And they can easily see which properties bikes are going to and from. Now, most of them will have a security setting of some sort, which will allow that data to be blocked from public view, so it makes it a lot harder for people to follow you, should that be the method that they're using.
Is there any other reason, do you think, aside from these apps, that we're seeing more of these bike thefts? Is it simply that there's been a growth in cycling, a growth in people buying these high-value bikes?
Certainly, I think it helps that we've had some Tour de France winners, and we have seen a growth in cycling nationally. Bikes are more readily available and used in a much wider context than they used to be, maybe even only a few years ago. And the high-value ones are the ones that people want to own, and they are good machines to have. I think we have a split in the type of crime that we have. We have your opportunist thief who will steal a low-value mountain bike from outside the paper shop, and we have people targeting high-value bicycles.
I guess it must be quite depressing for you guys when you do still see bikes left, say, outside a shop or somewhere, and they're not locked up.
Yeah, it is frustrating, but we do have... We ran Op Impact at the start of the year. We now run various operations on around cycling where we will identify those risks and make sure we speak to the owners to advise them at that point that they've got a risk and where their risk lies. And it's not often as obvious to people maybe as just an unlocked bike. If, for instance, you have a cycle rack that you keep on your car all year round, it indicates to anyone that as you're parked on your driveway, there'll be a bicycle that you take with you. Therefore, it's liable to be quite a high-value bicycle.